Welcome to the Muscle Building Over 40 podcast. Are you ready to, or have you already taken a lifestyle-changing choice? Great, you're not alone. This podcast is here to help you. Remember, age is just a number. And now, here's your host, all the way from London, England, Kevin Redman.
Yeah, hi, everyone. It's Kevin again, and I'm at www.musclebuildingover40.com, and I hope that you will head over there after you've listened to this podcast. And also, while I'm on the subject, if you're on iTunes, can you please just go on there and give me a short description and a quick like, you know, and I'll be greatly appreciated. And now, today's podcast is a bit different than the usual ones. This one is about the show which I have attended, and I'll leave my comments at the end of the podcast, but at the moment I'm just telling you about the show which I attended, which was the Miami Pro Fitness and Bodybuilding Show. If you went to it, please leave a comment, tell me what you liked, what you didn't like about it, and let other people know what you liked, what you didn't like about it. It'd be interesting for people. And so I would, like I said, today is a bit different. I'm not going to talk about a subject as such. I'll be playing some of the interviews which I've held at the show, and also I'm putting some videos and some pictures on my website, so you know, have a look at the pictures and the website. Also, I've joined up to Pinterest, which you'll find a button up above on my site. So head over there and it'll tell you a little bit more about me, my interests, and you know, what sort of things make me tick, if you're interested, of course. But now, let's get on with the podcast, and I shall see you after the interviews. Bye for now. Yeah, this is Kevin again. We're at Miami Pro, and it's for Muscle Building Over 40. And
didn't get your bloody name.
Right. Yeah, it's Kevin again at Muscle Building Over 40. Like I said, I've got some interviews, and today I'm going to interview Dwayne. He's a competitor there. Dwayne, how are you?
Yeah. Feeling good, man. It's all good. I'm just come off the stage about 5 minutes ago. I mean, what a big rush, man. I mean, I was a little nervous when I went on, but as soon as my foot touched the stage, man, I come alive. And yeah, I think I showed like what I got there. So fingers crossed that the judges was feeling my performance.
And Dwayne, how long have you been doing this for?
Well, this is my first competition, to be honest. I kept myself in reasonable condition over the last 2 years, and I knew this competition was coming up, so I thought I'd use it as a goal to, you know, get myself even fitter and in better shape. So I've been preparing for this competition for about 3-4 months, but in general, seriously, I've been training for about, what, 3 years, 2-3 years now?
2-3 years, and what made you start bodybuilding?
Well, I've always gone to the gym, like, throughout, like, since, like, 16, 17 years old. But now I've kind of like just turned it up a bit, just due to, you know, getting older. I used to play football and stuff, but you know, as you get older, you play football, like, your joints and you're tired and stuff like that. So I kind of spend a bit more time in the gym and less doing playing football and basketball, what I used to do a lot before.
That's really good. And just tell me one thing you really enjoy about bodybuilding.
I like the discipline. I like the intensity of the training. I do like obviously seeing how your body changes week after week, month after month, and it's a sport whereby what you put in is what you get out, basically. So it's all in your hands, basically. The world's your limit with it.
Yeah, that's really good. That's really good answer. And what would you say to the followers of my podcast who are just starting going to the gym now? What bit of advice would you give them?
Yeah. So basically, I mean, it's simple. All I'd say is, like, just be consistent. If you can get to the gym three times a week, then do 3 times a week. And also, like, if you want to get into bodybuilding and stuff, another big point is don't use too heavier weights that you can't manage, you know. Just start with weights that you can manage,
And then as you get stronger, then you up the weights. Don't go in trying to kill the whole world with your weights, because that's detrimental to like how you're going to grow and how you're going to progress, basically.
Yeah, thanks for that, Joe. Just one last question, I'll let you go on your way because it's a nice day here in London. Just one last question. Where would you see your future going? What would you be doing? Where do you see this progressing?
Well, I mean, I'm not a serious competitor, to be honest. I mean, I'm just a keep fit enthusiast. You know, I go to the gym. I like working out. I like keeping my body in shape. And as I said, this competition was just it was just a goal for me. So once I get this out of the way, see how I do, then maybe on to the next competition. I mean, who knows? It's just about just to keep bettering myself, really, bettering my performances. And that's it, really, to be honest. I can't really tell you where my future lies in this, to be honest.
Thanks a lot, Wayne, and thanks for the interview. And let me tell, give you a good hope for the future, and you know, I think you'll do well.
Thanks so much, right. Man. Take care.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Hey, we really hope you liked that last interview. Remember, Muscle Building Over 40 is the premier website for people over 40. And now, once again, here is Kevin.
Yeah, this is Kevin again at the Muscle Pro Bodybuilding Show, as I said. And this interview is with Stacey Keenan. And she has a stall at the show, and she's going to just tell you what she does and, you know, give a product of a promotion. So here we go.
Basically, Harlequin Workshop, we specialise in all sort of posing and bikini wear. We cater for men's posing trunks. We also do sort of all-in-ones. We do bikinis. We'll make anything that you like to your specifications.
So you don't really, so you can any size, any shape?
Any size, any shape, any design. We'll design it for you. We'll crystal it for you. We will do everything that you need us to do.
I've got an important question, because as this podcast goes worldwide, do you ship anywhere?
Yeah, absolutely, anywhere in the world. Absolutely. Obviously, this is, you know, bodybuilding, it's a worldwide competition, so we will ship anywhere in the world, absolutely.
Okay. And do you have a website people can see you at?
Yeah, we certainly do. If you can go to www.harlequinworkshop.co.uk, we've got sort of example pieces on there. You can obviously go in and see what we do. But most importantly, go on there, fill an inquiry form, and we'll get back in touch with you.
Yeah, if you didn't catch that, it'll be on the show notes at the end of the podcast. So if you didn't catch that, just check the show notes and it'll be on the end of that. Just a couple of things for, you know, the women who listen to this podcast. I take it you're into bodybuilding.
I'm not into bodybuilding, no.
Well, that's a good thing, because a lot of people are not.
I enjoy watching it. I love coming to the shows. I've got a lot of admiration for these girls and men that can actually do this. I can watch it all day long. As far as competing, I don't think I've got the willpower.
Well, that's cool, because the majority of the audience would be not into bodybuilding, but into exercise, you know, and keeping fit, and basically that's it. So, you know, would you give a little bit of advice to somebody who's just starting out?
The advice was go to harlequinworkshop.co.uk. We'll provide you with advice on each competition, the rules and regulations of each competition. We can advise you on colours, everything that you need to do. Costume's important, the performance is important, so come to us and we'll get it sorted for you.
Thanks for the interview, and I know you want to get back to what you're doing, so can you just give me a website again? And as I said to people before, it'll be on the show notes at the end of it, so if you didn't catch it. But just give it again.
It's www.harlequinworkshop.co.uk.
Thanks, and thanks, Stacey, and hopefully I'll see you again. Bye.
Thanks.
Hey, we really hope you liked that last interview. Remember, Muscle Building Over 40 is the premier website for people over 40. And now, once again, here is Kevin.
Yes. Kevin again at WWW Muscle Building Over 40, and I'm at the Miami Pro Show, as I said, and I've got another interview now with Chris. He's one of the competitors in the show. First of all, can you tell me a little bit how you first started in bodybuilding?
Yeah, well, I first started bodybuilding after a long boxing career. I've done a lot of amateur boxing. I really enjoyed that to such a degree. But when the injuries started kicking in, I thought, I love the physical training. I'll get into bodybuilding. I love lifting heavy weights. And everybody loves Arnie. So, yeah, what an inspiration to have. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true. That's true, yeah. So, yeah, that's true. That's a good answer, yeah. So, How long have you been bodybuilding then?
I've been bodybuilding now for 20 years, which is quite a while. And I've just, basically, because I'm a natural bodybuilder, I've done it very gradually. I've seen everybody, all my training partners around me, using various illegal substances to get there faster. But I have longevity, and I'm going to keep myself healthy, which is the main thing. And that's the most important thing to me, keeping healthy, keeping strong. And it's an addiction. It's the biggest drug out there, training.
Yeah, I agree. If you go on my site, you see that steroid-free, everything steroid-free is natural site. But that's a good answer. So if somebody wanted to get into bodybuilding, well, how would you say they'd go about it?
Well, I do a lot of personal training as well. So my advice would be start off nice and easy. Train your body 3 times a week, full body. Eat right and try not to drink too much alcohol, because everybody loves the tipple. But try and keep it down to the minimum, and then get some advice off your peers. Ask people in the gym, ask people, go on the websites, check out your website, find out what's going down, and learn the quick way, because 20 years of bodybuilding, I've made a lot of mistakes along the way. I could have done shortcuts all the way along the way. There's enough info out there nowadays for you to be able to nail it straight away and cut all the corners.
No, that's a great answer. It's a really good answer. And that's what I always emphasize on my show. Just a couple more questions, because the weather, it's nice weather. It's nice, by the way, it's nice weather in London. Wherever you are, it's nice weather in London. Are you doing another, are you still in the show now?
I'm still in the show now. I've got another round to go now. It's theme wear round, so I'm just going to come out with a boxing style and bring back the old school, tear it up a bit. Hopefully the music's going to be pumping for me. And then look onwards maybe to the XL in a couple of months' time, back and down in London. So we're all up for that. And, yeah, it's just good fun. It's just, you got to show off what you do.
Well, no, that's it. That's it, you know, that's it. Just the last question, because, you know, I know you want to go. If somebody was over 40 and wanted to start training, how would you say to start about? Do you think it'd be different for over 40 than under 40?
A lot of my clients are over 40. I train them hard. They don't get any exceptions. My advice to anybody wanting to train over 40 is to start now. Don't keep leaving it for another year. Start now, like I said. Train your whole body 3 times a week, maybe do a class or something, maybe a cardio class or a boxing class, and then find what you enjoy doing. Not everybody loves pushing weights. Not everybody loves doing a spin class. Not everybody loves doing aerobic activity. Find something over 40 you enjoy doing. Tennis, cricket, golf, you name the sports out there. Find something you really enjoy and do it. Simple as.
Thank you, Chris. That was a great interview. And just to let you know that although he hasn't got a website at the moment, I'm sure that when he gets one, he'll get in contact with me. So just keep an eye. I will put it on my show notes the minute he gets in contact with me. And this is Muscle Build Number 40 saying goodbye, and I'll be going for the next interview. Bye.
Yeah, it's Kevin again, home at last. And I'm sure you agree that the interviews which you just heard have been really good. The people really know a lot about the sport they're in. And there's a few more which I'll be putting out in the next week or so. But like I said, I hope you enjoyed it. And please visit my site, www.musclebuildingover40.com, for more videos as I put them on. I've got quite a few videos and pictures. So I'll just say bye for now, and have a good day.